We begin the new Masechtes Megillah, which talks primarily about the Yom Tov of Purim and the reading of the Megillah and all the related mitzvahs that come with that. We begin the first parak in Daf Beis Min Aleph, which is parak Megillah Nikras, which talks about primarily as the title of this parak regarding when do we recite the Megillah, and also then it leads into the last Mishnayos that are the concept of Ein Bein, because there's a Mishnah regarding the Mikra Megillah of Ein Bein of Adarish and Adarshein, that goes into other halachas that also Ein Bein, there's no real difference between these two different ideas except these elements that are mentioned. So that we begin the opening Mishnah, Megillah Nikras. The Megillah is recited, which sometimes on this date, sometimes on that date, which later on will be explained exactly when that is, B'yud Aleph, B'yud Beis, B'yud Gimel, B'yud Dalet, B'tezvav, these are all in the month of Adar. Sometimes they're in the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, or the 15th of Adar. Now, loy pachas, not less, it's not earlier than the 11th, but loy yirtzeh, not more, it's not later than the 15th. It's only read once, but sometimes it's going to be on one date and sometimes on another date, as the Mishnah explains. Depends for who and for when. Krachin, cities, hamukafin chayme, that are surrounded with a wall, mimais Yeshua ben Nun, all the way back from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. And the Gemara is going to explain the source for this halacha. Karim b'tezvav, they recite the Megillah on the 15th of Adar. Now, kfarim, but villages, vayaris gedolos, and large cities, but they're not surrounded with walls from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, karim b'yadal, they recite the Megillah on the 14th of Adar. Now, Ella, however, there is an exception to this rule, which will explain this halacha that our Mishnah opened up with. Shakafar magdim in l'yem haknisa. The villages, they could go and recite the Megillah earlier, what's called for the day of gathering. In other words, essentially the Mishnah is addressing a question. If you're telling me that walled cities recite on the 15th of Adar and unwalled cities recite on the 14th of Adar, so everything's included. So where do you have the dates that our Mishnah opened up with? In the 11th, and 12th, and the 13th of Adar? Rather, the Mishnah has come to tell us that villages, the sages gave them permission to recite the Megillah earlier on what's called the day of the gathering, which are on Mondays or Thursdays before the 14th of Adar, which is it's Yom HaKnisa. And the reason for that is because the villages, they go to the cities for judgment, because that's where the courts were in the cities, and they go on Mondays and Thursdays, which was what Ezra was in Masakin, as the Gemara says in Baba Kama, of Pei Beis and Alf. So that's the day of gathering, that's when the marketplace is open, that's when, because all the villages, they're coming on Mondays and Thursdays to the courts in the cities. Now, the villagers, they're not proficient to recite the Megillah themselves, so therefore they have to go into the cities to hear the Megillah. So the sages did not require the villagers to put in the effort to come later, especially on the 14th, if it's not a Monday or Thursday. So sometimes it's going to be that the Yom HaKnisa, which is the previous Monday or Thursday, is going to be on the 13th of Adar, sometimes the 12th, and sometimes it's going to be on the 11th, as our Mishnah will describe. Says the Mishnah Ketzad, how so? So Chalias Yudal B'Sheni. If the 14th of Adar comes out to be on a Monday, so kfarim, so the villages, vayores gedolos in the large unwalled cities, karim babiyam, they recite on the 14th. The villages, they're coming in anyway on the Monday or Thursday, so they're coming in on that Monday. So that's the Yom HaKnisa, and the cities, it's Yudalit, so they recited that day. Umukaf is chayim lamachar, the walled cities are a day after, they recited on Tuesday. But let's say the 14th of Adar comes out to be on Tuesday or Wednesday. So kfar magdim liyam haknisa. So the villagers, they, when they're coming in anyways on the previous Monday, we're not going to make them come back again on Tuesday or Wednesday. So on that Monday, which again is going to be either the 13th or the 12th of Adar, that's when they're going to recite the Megillah. They'll have someone from the city recite it for them. And the large cities, where they have people that lay in the Megillah, they'll have it that day of the 14th of Adar, whether it be, like we said, Tuesday, Wednesday. And the following day, the 15th of Adar, is when the walled cities are going to recite the Megillah. Now, similarly says the Mishnah, Chalis b'chamishi. Let's say the 14th of Adar comes out to be on a Thursday. So, kfarim b'yoretz gedolos karim b'yoyim. So the villages, just like on Monday, say some same Thursday, they're coming anyway. So the villages and the people from the large city, they'll recite it that day on Thursday. And the walled cities will recite it the next day on Friday. Now, chalis erev Shabbos, let's say the 14th of Adar comes out to be on a Friday. So kfarim magdim liyam haknisa. So again, we have them do it on the Monday and Thursday, that's before Purim. So the villages, they do it on the day of the gathering, meaning on the day before on Thursday. In the large cities, they'll do it that day because that's the 14th of Adar. And the walled cities, they'll also recite it on the 14th of Adar. Now the reason for that is because, as the Gemara is going to tell us later on, Daf Dalma Beis, that the Kriyas Megillah is not done on Shabbos. So although the fit in the Vadas, which is when they usually recite it, is on Shabbos, there's a rabbinic decree that someone might come to carry his Megillah in the street to ask someone to help him, and then he's going to be carrying in the street. So therefore, there's no Kriyas Megillah on Shabbos. And if you're going to say, okay, so then maybe instead of going earlier to Friday, they should push it off till Sunday. And that the Gemara is going to tell us, no, it can't be on the 16th of Adar, because the Pasuk says, Velo Yavar, can't be later than the 15th, but it could be earlier. So therefore, in this case of Erev Shabbos, the walled cities will actually be doing it on the same day as those from the large cities on the 14th of Adar. Says the Mishnah Chalis, b'Shabbos, of let's say the 14th of Adar comes out to be on Shabbos. So Kfar Mayaris Gedai Lois Magadimin, currently in Knesset. So the villagers, we always know, they do it only Mondays and Thursdays, so they're going to be doing it on the previous Thursday. So too over here, says the town of Mishnah, the large cities also, since they're not doing it on the 14th of Adar anyway, so they have to do it earlier, so we're not going to do it on the Friday, they'll do it on the Thursday together with the villages. And the walled cities, they'll do it the next day on Sunday, which is anyway the 15th of Adar, which is when they usually do it. Chalis Achar Shabbos, and we're going through that, we're running through the whole week. Let's say the Yudal Adar comes out to be on Sunday. So Kfarim, Magdim Liyam HaKnisa, and this is the largest gap. So the villagers, they're going to do it on the previous Monday, which is on the previous Thursday, which is the day of the gathering. That's going to be on the 11th of Adar. And that's what our Mishnah said. You're never going to have a day of gathering before Purim earlier than that, because we don't do it from a Monday to Thursday. We don't pass a Monday to Thursday and say it even before that. So the largest gap it could be is Sunday, going back to the previous Thursday. That's Shabbos, and then you have Friday, and then you have Thursday. That's 3 days earlier that takes it to the 11th of Adar, but you're not going to go for the previous Monday. Only goes to the previous Yom HaKnisa. So that's where we get the numbers of 11, 12, and 13. Now, Vayoris Gedolus Kerba B'Yom, the large cities, they'll recite it that day. The 14th of Adar is on Sunday. And the walled cities, they're going to recite it the next day on Monday, which is the 15th of Adar. Now, the Gemara asks, Megillah Nikris B'Yod Aleph Menelon. Where do we know that the Megillah could be recited on the 11th of Adar? Which, essentially, the Gemara's question is, how do you know that the 11th and 12th and the 13th are fit for Mikra Megillah? The 14th and 15th are written in the Pesukim in Mikra Megillah. How do you know this halacha that we're saying in the Mishnah of the 11th and 12th and 13th? To which the Gemara responds, Minolan, how do we know? This 11th and 12th and 13th is not an obligation. Rather, could it be in the Lamim Lakaman? It's going to be like what we're going to want to say later on. Chacham Hekilu Al Kfarm, like we were explaining, alluding to in the Mishnah. The sages were lenient on the villagers. Liyas Magdim and Liyas Maknisa. That they could go earlier to the day of the gathering, which is when everyone comes to the marketplace. Kadeshi Sapku Maim and Mazin Lachim Shebekarachim. That they should be available to provide the water and the food for their brothers in the cities. Meaning, on the day of Purim, we want the villagers to be available, not busy with the mitzvahs of Mikra Megillah, so that they could go ahead and give the Purim Sudas and needs for everyone of the cities. The villagers will be available. They'll bring all the milk and they'll bring all the meat and they'll bring all the things that are necessary for everyone to be using for the Purim festivities. We want them to be available. So the sages made it that they could recite Megillah on the previous Monday or Thursday. So what are you asking? How do we know this? It's not like a chiyuv. We're just saying that was the rabbinic dispensation allowing them to go earlier. But that says the Gemara, no, Anan, us who we asked the question, where do we know this from? This is what we were saying. Mechti, let's see. You're right. From the fact that, however, that the sages were lenient regarding the villagers to let them go earlier, you're right. That was because of not to be matriach them or that they should be available. But obviously, Kulu Ache Knesset Gdaila must be all of these, the men of the Great Assembly, who they instituted in the days of Mordechai and Esther, this Yom Tov of rejoicing on Purim and reciting the Megillah, obviously Tikninu. Obviously they instituted all these days that we're saying in the Mishnah of the 11th and 12th and Adar, and they gave permission for the people in the villages to recite on those dates, and not the later sages. How do we know this? Because these are gedayt hakaziv. You'd entertain to say that Achak and Esag gedayl yodal b'tesvav talking that the men of the Great Assembly in the days of Mordechai b'Esther that they only instituted like the dates which are written in the Megillah, only the 4th and the 5th and the Adar, and not more. You can't do earlier. So then, Asir Abban, are you going to tell me that later rabbis in later generations they came along va'akri takanta that the kinyan Achak and Esag gedayl and they uprooted the initial institution that the men of the Great Assembly had instituted and permitted to go in the earlier date? How can you say that? Vatnan, but we learn the Mishnah Masechtas Idiyos that says, Ein bezdin yochel levatel divrei bezdin chaveiro. No court could nullify and undo the words of the other courts that already had ruled something. Elam ken gadol menu b'chachma b'menyan, unless the later court is greater in wisdom and in numbers, which is not the case. The men of the Great Assembly had prophets among them. No later court is going to have that. Elapshita, rather, this is what we're asking. It's obvious that kula anshe kenezek gedolah ketikinu must be that really all these were initially instituted by the men of the Great Assembly. Oh, and since they instituted it, so most definitely they alluded to it in the scroll of Esther. And that was our question. Hecher emisa, where is it alluded, and how do we know this from? So although, yes, it was later sages that said, okay, for the villagers, we're going to do it, but it must have been that was already part of the initial enactment, or else the later sages could not have done this. So where is that alluded to? So Amar Shem Abar Abba, Amar B'yechon, he says, Amakra. The Pasuk says in Megillas Esther, L'kayim es yimei ha-purim ha-eilu b'zmanim, that the Jewish people should fulfill these days of Purim in their times. What's in their times? Zmanim har b'tiknu lehem, that the Anshei Knesset Gedolah instituted many times for them, which is not just the 14th and the 15th, it's the other dates that we're saying about the 11th and 12th and the 13th. But says the Gemara, this word bizmanim in their times, you need it for what's written in the Pasuk itself, in the Sefer of Megillah, which it says the 14th and the 15th. Their times are the times that it mentioned that the Jewish people should do, which is the 14th and the 15th. How do you know it's to include other dates which are not mentioned? Says the Gemara, because imkain, if that would be the case, that's only referring to the 14th and the 15th, lema krozman. It should have said that they should fulfill as yimei ha-purim ha'eila bizman, in its time, which would have sounded like in the time which was already specified in Megillah, which is the 14th and the 15th. My zman nehem, what's their times in the plural? Zmanim tuba, to tell you many times, not just those written here in the Megillah, but also the 11th and 12th and the 13th. But says the Gemara, no va'akati me'boyle, but you still need to write zman nehem in the plurality, not to include the 11th, 12th, and 13th, to say that there's a plurality in the times, that to say, Zemanish al-Zeh, the times of the people in the walled cities, is like Kizmanish al-Zeh, it's not like the times of the people in the unwalled cities. Meaning, had it written Bizman, like the Gemara was saying, I would have thought to say that, yeah, everyone has one time. Meaning to say, if they want to recite on the 14th, they can recite on the 14th. If they want to do it on the 15th, they can do it on the 15th. But that's not the case. No, the unwalled cities could only do it on the 14th, and the walled cities could only do it on the 15th. That's what says, man nehem, their times, because each one has their own time. So that's what it's coming to tell you, but not to add on more dates. Then says Igmar, no, imkein lemakros man nam. If that would be the case, that's only alluding to this, what you just said, that 14 and 15 have their own times, and they can't be both, then they should have said, zman nam, their times, which would have been plural also. Mai zman nehem, what's their times, adding more letters over here, the yud and the hey. Shamat minah kulu, obviously is teaching us all halachas. The zmanam is telling us that 14 and 15 have their own times, and then zman nehem is saying that there's other dates, which is even the 11th and 12th and the 13th. But then says the Gemara, if that's the case, aim as manam tuva, then say that many times, maybe even more than 11th, 12th, and 13th. Why are you limiting it to that? So says the Gemara, no, it's zman nehem, this that we're including extra dates from the extra yud and the hey, dumi de zmanam is going to be compared to the primary word that should have said, which is zmanam. That's how much we're coming to include over here, which is ma zmanam trei, had only said zmanam, which we said you needed that plurality to say that, okay, the 14th has its own date and 15th has its own date. That's, however, two dates. Av zmanehem trei, now we add an extra yud and hey, adding more plurality, it's also adding on two more. Now, so then the Gemara says, if you're adding on two more, so ve'im trei sabit leiser, so then I should only know the 12th and the 13th of Adar. How do I know also the 11th of Adar? Says the Gemara, Kud Amar of Shmuel bar Yitzchak. He says, Yud Gimel, the 13th of Adar, Zman Kihila Lachalhi. It's a time of gathering for all Jewish people. Meaning, in the times of Esther and Mordechai, all the Jewish people gathered to take revenge from their enemies, whether in Shushan, whether in other places, like it says in the Sefer of Esther. So therefore, V'loit Tzarech, we don't need a pasuk l'rabuye to include it, that it should be fit to recite the Megillah on that day, because that was when the primary miracle happened. The revenge they took was on the 13th of Adar. So and they rested either on the 14th or on the 15th, depending which parts of the world. But Hachanami, therefore says the Gemara here also, for our approach now, the same idea we could use is Gimel Zman Kil L'Kolhi. The 13th of Adar is a time of gathering of all the Jewish people to celebrate the miracle of Purim. And that wouldn't need a pasuk to include it. So therefore, with that we would know you could recite the Megillah on the 13th. Rather, when we're including two more dates, Zmanayim, Dumad Zmanam, must be the 11th and the 12th of Adar. But says the Gemara, how do I know that? You're right, you're adding two more dates, but instead of doing before, Ve'ema Shitza B'Shivsa, maybe we should include the 16th and the 17th of Adar, 2 days after. So it's Gemara no below Yavriksim. The Pasuk says, and you can't go later than those dates. So therefore, you're limited to the 15th of Adar, which is the time of the walled cities. That's one approach for the question that we had asked, how do we know an allusion to these extra days that we're adding on? Says the Gemara, Reb Shmuel ben Nachmeni Amar, he says a different source. He says, Amakra. The Pasuk says in Esther, Kayamim asher nachu b'hem ha-Yehudim, like the days which the Jews rested from their enemies, and the month which was overturned from sorrow to rejoicing, and from mourning to a holiday, to make it a day of mishta v'simcha, and so on, which means to say the obligation of the Yom Tov HaPurim. Now, yamim kayamim, the days like the days, meaning previously the Pasuk mentioned that when, what are the dates that they rejoiced? It says the 14th and the 15th. And then the Pasuk that we're quoting here in the Gemara says, like the days which they rested, that the Jews rested from their enemies. Now, it should have said, the days which they rested, which that would have sounded like the actual days that they rested, which depending, the regular cities rested on the 14th, the walled cities, okay, rested on the 15th, they fought another day like they did in Shushan. What's kayamim? Should have said yamim. What's like the days? Coming to include days like those which we already mentioned. Meaning, the days are like the days you mentioned, which you already mentioned, 2 days, 14th and 15th. Now, like the days, just that same amount of 2 days, we're adding on Larabbas, Yud Alpha, Yud Beis, to include the 11th and the 12th, two more days. But then says the Gemara, and this is the same idea we mentioned in the previous Gemara, which was quoting this Amr Shem Bar Yitzchak, if you're adding two more days, Ve'im Atreis of Atleis, say it's the 12th and the 13th. What do you see to add the 11th and the 12th? So Amr Shem Bar Yitzchak, he says that, no, because Yud Gimel Zman Kihila Lakoli. The 13th is a time of gathering. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, it says Yud Gimel Zman Kihila Lakoli. The 13th is a time of gathering for all the Jewish people. Like we said, that was the main miracle when they took revenge on their enemies. And that doesn't need to have an inclusion. And therefore, that we would know if we're adding two more days, it must be the 11th and the 12th. Says the Gemara Ve'im Shitz V'Shiv. So maybe it says the 16th and the 17th. So the Gemara, like in the first interpretation, no, below Yavriksiv. It says not anymore. So now the Gemara has two different sources. How do you know this halach of two extra days? Because the 13th, we know it out of Pasuk. How do we know the 11th and 12th? Either from Zman Nehem, or we know it from Kayamin. So now the Gemara asks, Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, my time aloy mama b'zman Nehem. This last interpretation, why doesn't he say like the first interpretation from the extra, doesn't say Zmanam, it says Zman Nehem. Why doesn't he learn that from there? So the Gemara, Zman, Zmanam, Zmanehem, loy mashmale. He doesn't have this understanding of that. It could have said Zman, it said Zmanam, no, it said Zmanehem. It doesn't understand it like that, and therefore it doesn't come to include two extra days from there. Now, says the Gemara of Reb Shimon Bar Abba, my time Allah Mikayamim. Why doesn't he hold like Reb Shimon Bar Nachmeni from Kayamim, like the days, which is not just the days, but adding days like that, which is two more days? So, Amlachal, he would tell you, no, because Ahula Dairis Hudachsev, that passage is talking about for future generations. In other words, the reason why we said Kayamim and not Yamim is because we're not coming to add two more days, but rather we're saying, for the future generations, not just in that generation when the miracle happened, for future generations, the 14th and the 15th, like the miracle was in the days of the miracle, which were the days that they rested, so therefore, you're not coming to add on two more days, we're saying, like those days, so too future generations should do those same days, so kayamim is, if you're saying in that generation, what's like those days, it is those days, so adding two more days, but he's saying, no, for future generations, and therefore it's not adding two more days, and therefore that's not his source. Now, regarding the halacha of our Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Babachon Amar Biyichin, he says, Zu divri Bekiva. The halacha of our Mishnah, Rabbi Biyichin had a tradition from his teachers that the halacha of our Mishnah was going like Rabbi Kiva, that was Stimta, which was the anonymous opinion mentioned in our Mishnah, which many anonymous Mishnais, Rabbi didn't specify who they are, there are the opinions of Rabbi Kiva. Now, Rashi brings out those who want to interpret that in general, whenever we have an anonymous opinion mentioned, they were the students, and therefore the sources, from Rabbi Kiva. As the Gemara says in Sanhedrin of Pevav Med Aleph, that anonymous Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, anonymous Tosefta is Rabbi Nechemia, anonymous Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. And they're all anonymous according to Rabbi Kiva, because they're all students of Rabbi Kiva, which Rashi says he finds it difficult to say that's an interpretation, because we find many places, like Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yesi Stimtoi, Rabbi Nachem, Rabbi Yesi Stimtoi, as the Gemara brings later on, meaning we find other Tanaim, other opinions that are also Stimtoi, and it's not going according to Rabbi Kiva, so therefore it wouldn't be like every anonymous like Rabbi Kiva, but Essentially, what he's saying is that the anonymous halacha of our Mishnah, which many times Rebbe did it, who wrote the Mishnayos, was going like Rebbe Kiva, which the Darish Man Zman Mizman Nehem, where he expounds, like according to the first interpretation we said, that it could have said Zman, instead it said Zmanom, and then it didn't say that, it said Zman Nehem. Okay, so that comes to teach you that there's other dates like this, which is not just the 14th and the 15th, but also includes the 11th and the 12th. Avachacham Aymrim, but, says Rabbi Yechanan, the sages disagree with the halacha of our Mishnah. In Karin, they say, Elabazman, no, they say you could only recite the Megillah in the dates that are mentioned in the Megillah, which is the 14th and the 15th, you cannot recite it earlier. Now, on this interpretation of Rabbi Yechanan, Meisvei the Gemara from the following brayse. Amar Bihuda, he says, Amosai, when did we say this halacha of our Mishnah? That the sages will lean regarding the villages to let them recite it earlier on the day of the gathering of Mondays and Thursdays, going all the way back to the 11th of Adar. So Bihuda, that's Bizman Shashan Kitiknan. That's only when the years are according to their proper order, which is that the years are intercalated by the courts and the months are sanctified in Bezdin. And then the courts send out their messengers to tell the Jewish people when was the month of Nisan sanctified. And then they make the Yom Tovim like the Yom Tov of Pesach based on what the messengers had said. And Yisrael Shurin Alad Masan, and the Jewish people are living on their land. And therefore all the messengers will get to the Jewish people even at the ends of Eretz Yisrael before the Yom Tov of Pesach. So they'll know when the Yom Tov of Pesach is. So then, yeah, you could recite the Megillah on not just the 4th and the 15th, you could do it on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Avol b'zman hazeh, but regarding these days when all those things stopped and the Jewish people are dispersed all over the place and the court messengers are not necessarily going to get to them before the Yom Tov of Pesach, so then you're going to run into a problem if you would let the Megillah being read before the 14th of Adar. Because ha'ilu mistaklim ba, since all the Jewish people, they look at the reading of the Megillah and they say, oh, we're reciting the Megillah today, today is Purim. Oh, and when do we recite, when's Purim, when do we recite the Megillah? It's on the 14th of Adar. So they make a calculation. They say, oh, must be that there's 15 days left to Adar, and then there's 15 days of Nisan, then we'll make Pesach. The problem is, if you're going to let the Megillah being read early, and people don't realize why we're doing it early, they think it's Purim today, so they're going to make Pesach 30 days after the reciting of the Megillah. So that means they're going to be starting Pesach earlier. So it comes out that the last days of Pesach, they're going to be eating chametz, because they think it's already after Pesach. So therefore, it says, Yehuda, ain't kari noisa el bezman. So therefore, today's times, where people don't celebrate Pesach based on what the courts are telling them because they live too far and they're going to go based on old calculations, they're going to come to confuse it with when is really Purim and 30 days later Pesach. Therefore, you can only recite the Megillah in its appropriate time on the 14th of Adar. So it doesn't come to a chil of the Yom Tov of Pesach regarding eating chametz. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Alibi Deman. According to which Tanakh opinion is Rabbi Yehuda going according to? As the Gemara explains, Ilei Malibi Rabbi Kiva, everything is going according to Rabbi Kiva, who you're saying he's the opinion of our Mishnah. But Afilib is Manazeh, Islahi Takanta. But the Rabbi Kiva's Takana, this that we're saying in the Aloch of the Mishnah, that you could be Magdim Alei Meknisa, that the villagers could recite the Megillah earlier, even on the 11th of Adar. That's even in today's times. Because Rabbi Kiva was even after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and he says in the Mishnah that you could recite it earlier. But Rabbi Yehuda is saying that today's times you cannot recite it earlier. So obviously he's not like Rabbi Kiva. Elalav, Aliba Drabbanan. So obviously he's going like Drabbanan, who they were before the times of Rabbi Kiva. And they said that, yeah, this that they say that, no, you can't do it earlier. It's specifically in its time that, like Rabbi Yehuda is saying, oh, that's specifically Bizman Hazeh. But the inference then is, but when the years are according to their regular thing with the Jewish courts, Yisrael, Shurin al Masan, and the Jewish people are on their land, that sounds like Miya Karinan, that even the Rabbanan would agree that you could recite it earlier than the 14th. Because it's only today that we're concerned for that, oh, people don't know because the courts are not getting to them and they're going to celebrate Pesach based on Purim. So obviously you see the Rabbanan do expound Zman Nehem. Rabbi Kiva holds, even Bizman Hazeh, you could do it earlier. The Rabbanan, who Rabbi Yehuda is going in their opinion, hold, no, Bizman Hazeh, you can't. But it's only Bizman Hazeh. But that must mean in time of the Beis HaMikdash that even the Rabbanan would agree that you could do it earlier. So Tiyufta, Rabbi Yechon, Tiyufta. Such a refutation of Rabbi Yechon, because Rabbi Yechon said that the Rabbanan disagree on the whole premise of doing it earlier, that they don't expound Zman Nehem. We see not. We see that they do. It's only Bizman Hazeh. Like Rabbi Yehuda explains that they're concerned for doing it earlier. But even they agree in the times of the Beis HaMikdash that we would do it even earlier. That refutes what Rabbi Yechon had said. Ikidame, that those that say a different version of this discussion. Amr Rabba Babachan, Amr B'Yechanan, a different thing that he said. Yeah, it starts off the same way. Zud Divri Rebbe Kiva Stimta. The halacha of our Mishnah was going according to the anonymous Tana, that of Rebbe Kiva. But the sages say, Bizman hazeh, which is exactly as we said in the Brisa, as we're going to quote. In today's time, not that they disagree with, because that we refute in the first version. But in today's time, since people look at the reading of the Megillah as the date of Purim, and then basing the Yom Tov Pesach on that, then you can only recite the Megillah in its time, because why do the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Kiva? They do expound Zman, but they're stringent after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, because people look at it. And therefore, in today's time, you can only recite it on the 14th of Adar. And that says the Gemara, Tanim Halakha, similar in the Braisa. Rabbi Huda says, Amos, when do you recite it earlier? And that's when the years go according to the courts and the Jewish people are on the land. That is when you can do it earlier, because they'll know Pesach based on what the courts are telling them. But in today's time, since people look at the reading of the Megillah as for the date of when Pesach is in Karnesh Basman, then you can only recite it in this time, that this second version is actually not refuted, it's actually supported, as we find in the Brice. However, based on this brayse that we just quoted, Ravashi kashilei Rabbi Yehuda. Ravashi has a difficulty with this Rabbi Yehuda that we quoted now in the brayse. And Rabbi Yehuda, with Rabbi Yehuda mentioned in the Mishnah later on, as we continue to Medvez, where umukim lo la brayse, because of this question, he ends up explaining that this previous brayse we just quoted is actually not Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda. As the Gemara explains, what was his question? Umiyam Rabbi Yehuda, is it really true that Rabbi Yehuda says in the brayse we just quoted, Bizman hazeh, that in today's times, hoyl mustaklamos, since people look at the Megillah reading to know, oh, today's Purim, and then to know when Pesach is, say, incarnate sel bizmana, then you could only recite it in its proper time. So bizman hazeh, he says, you cannot do it earlier. Says Yimah, but Vermina, that's contradicted from a Mishnah later on. The Mishnah says, Amri Bihud, he says, Eimasai, when did we say that the villagers could recite the Megillah earlier? Is Makam Shenechnas and Meshein Mechamishi, as a place where they do gather on Mondays and Thursdays, meaning in a place where the courts are established and the villagers come to that city on the days when the courts are open, on Mondays and Thursdays when they have a dispute. So then, not to make them have to come on another time, because they anyways come on Mondays and Thursdays, they could do it earlier on the day of Monday and Thursday. A place where they don't come in on Mondays and Thursdays. The villagers never come into the city. So coming earlier to Monday and Thursday is not a leniency for the villagers. So then incarnate Sel Bizman. So in those places, yeah, you're right. They have to recite it on its proper date and come into the city, not on Monday and Thursdays, only on the day of the 14th of Adar. Says the Gemara, Makam Shenechnasin B'Sheni V'Chamisha Mi'Karinam. But what we do see is, in a place where they do gather on Mondays and Thursdays, if Yudah says, yeah, then they could come earlier on the day of the gathering. Now that's Vafila Bizman Hazeh, as the Mefarshim explained, because that Mishnah is a continuation of our Mishnah. The Gemara just previously explained, Halacha of a Mishnah is like Rabbi Kiva, which is even Bizman Hazeh, not like Rabbanah that they say, oh, Bizman Hazeh different. The Rabbi Kiva says, even Bizman Hazeh is Halacha of doing it earlier. On that Rabbi Huda, the later Mishnah qualifies and says, well, that's only if it's a leniency, if they gather. If they don't gather, then not. But if they do gather, then yes. So you see, Rabbi Huda holds, even Bizman Hazeh. How does that relate to the Bryce we just quoted? Rabbi Huda says that no, Bizman Hazeh we don't. Do we or do we not? That a mukum lalabraisa kribisa bihudi. So, because of that question, Ravashi says that you're right. Rabbi Yehuda holds even as manazel like Rabbi Kiva that you could be makdim le maknisa. The previous brayse that says that a makdim in bizmanazel is going like Rabbi Yehuda bihudi. And that the Gemara wonders. From the kashle Rabbi Yehuda, because you have a difficulty with one opinion of Rabbi Yehuda on another one, so mukum lalabraisa kribisa bihudi, so you switch the attribution of who was the opinion and you say it was someone else? Because of a question, we don't start switching names. Says Gemara, you're right. No, he wouldn't just do that. But Ravashi Shmile, Ravashi had heard the ikke the Tana like Rabbi Yehuda. He heard in regards to the previous brisa, there were those who had said that the Tana was Rabbi Yehuda, v'ikke the Tana like Rabbi Yehuda. And he heard that there was some who wanted to say that the Tana was Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, the kasha led Rabbi Yehuda, and then the fact that there's a contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda's opinions. So he said, man the Tana like Rabbi Yehuda lav davka must be imprecise in the ones who had recorded the brisa that is Rabbi Yehuda. Must be the ones who said it was Rabbi Yehuda that they were precise. You're right, he wouldn't just switch it. But since there were two versions, he said, must be this version is correct, because if it's Rabbi Yehuda, we have a difficulty regarding does he hold that you're Magdim Zman Hazeh or that you're not. Now the Mishnah had said that Kerachim, cities, Hamukafim Chayimah, that were surrounded with a wall, walled cities, from the days of Yeshua Benun, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, so they recite the Megillah on the 15th of Adar, not the 14th of Adar. Says Gemara, not immediately. Where do we know this from? That the 15th of Adar is for cities that were walled from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. So Amar Rav says, because Damakra, there's a pasuk that says in Megillas Esther, Al Kain, therefore, Hayuhudim HaPrazim, the dispersed Jews, mean to say that they're in a city that doesn't have a wall, and because of that, their settlement is spread out, and they're distant one neighborhood from the other. Hayeshvim ba'aria prazus, that they're sitting in separated and dispersed cities. So on that, the pasuk continues and says, so they make the 14th of Adar into the celebration of Purim. So says Rava, midprazim bar ba'asim, the fact that the pasuk specifies that the dispersed, unwalled cities celebrate Purim on the 14th of Adar, must be mukafen b'chamish asr, must be that the walled cities are on the 15th of Adar. Because since two dates are written in the Megillah of doing 14th and 15th, if the pasuk establishes in the Megillah Esther that the unwalled cities are the 14th, must be the remaining date of the 15th is for the walled cities. But says Gemara, no. The Imah Prazim Bar Ba'asa, maybe say that the unwalled cities, they recite the Megillah on the 14th, and Mokafin Klal Klalai, and maybe the walled cities, no, maybe they don't recite the Megillah at all. And although it says that one of the dates that you recite the Megillah is on the 15th of Adar, maybe that's just for Shushan, the city where the primary miracle had happened, because that's when they rested when the miracle had happened, because the one city that was able to continue fighting their enemies, and not just on the 13th, and to rest on the 14th, in Shushan, which was the capital, they actually fought the enemies on the 13th and the 14th, and they rested on the 15th. So just like the regular Jews celebrate on the 14th when they rested, so maybe the 15th is for Shushan, but maybe regular walled cities, and that are not present, maybe they don't recite the Megillah at all. To which the Gemara responds, V'lav Yisrael ninu, are they not Jews? What do you mean? All Jewish people recite the Megillah. Walled cities are not Jewish, they're not going to recite the Megillah? How could you say that? Obviously the 15th must be the Mukafetz. Void moreover, Mahidva Kush Ksib. The Pasuk says that the Jews, that the, from Haidu till Kush, which was from one end of the world to the other, they all accepted upon them the Yom Tov Purim. Like it says that they sent out Sfarim, scrolls, and all the lands of the king Achashverosh to fulfill on them the Yom Tov Purim. Now, although actually the Pasuk doesn't say Haidu Bad Kush within that Pasuk, but since it says in all the lands of the king Achashverosh, now he ruled over the whole world from Haidu to Kush. And therefore, it must be that the walled cities were included in that. And therefore, obviously, the remaining date of 15th is for the Mukafas, for the walled cities, because the unwalled cities are the 14th. But the Gemara continues to ask. Vayma maybe say, Prazim Bar Beis. So you're right, the Pasuk says that the unwalled cities are in the 14th of Adar. And Mukafin and the walled cities, you're right, they're Jews and they accepted upon them and they're going to recite Megillah. But maybe they recited Bar Beis Ubechameser on the 14th and the 15th. They recited Megillah 2 days. Like the Pasuk says, to make the 14th of the month of Adar, and the 15th of Adar every single year. So maybe the 14th and the 15th is when they recite it. Says the Gemara, no. Had it said without the word S, it would have said, to make the 14th and the 15th of Adar. So could the comment, then you could say, like you're saying, that it would be that they would have to do both by the walled cities. Now that it says the 14th, the Esyem Chemisha Asa, and the 15th, so Asa S, the Pasuk, the S is extra and it's coming to separate, to make them individual. Hani Bar Ba'aser, these in the unwalled cities are on the 14th of Adar, Vahani Mechemisha Asa, these in the walled cities, they're on the 15th of Adar. But the Gemara still asks. Okay, Ve'ema Prazim Bar Besa. Maybe say that the unwalled cities are on the 14th of Adar, because that the Pasuk explicitly tells them that the Prazim, the dispersed cities, are on the 14th. But maybe say Mukafin, the walled cities, where the Pasuk doesn't say exactly that they're on the 15th. Maybe say Ibayu Bar Besa, if they want, you're right, it's not both, because the Pasuk separates S. But maybe Iboy Bar Beisa, maybe if they want, they could do it on the 14th. Iboy Bar Chamesa, if they want, they could do it on the 15th. How do you know it's on the 15th? Maybe it's either one. So on that Amakra, the Pasuk says, Bizmanehim, in their times, which we said that really Bizmanehim is more, it's really the word Bizmanam, but that's also included, we said. It doesn't say Zman, it could have said Zmanam, it says Zmanehim. Zmanehim comes to include 2 more days, but it says Bizmanehim, which includes that Bizmanam, which tells you in their times, which is Zman Eshelzeh, the date of this one is Lo Zman Eshelzeh, is not the date of this one. To tell you the 14th and the 15th are independent, mutually exclusive. If you're on the 14th, you're not the 15th. If you're 15th, you're not the 14th. But the Gemara still asks. Okay, so we know the Mukafin are not on the 14th. But Ve'ema maybe say that the Mukafin, the walled cities, are Betlaser, are on the 13th of Adar. And although the Pasuk says that there are 2 dates, the 14th and the 15th. Maybe the 15th was only for Shushan, like we said, because like the way the miracle was in the first year, that they celebrate on the 15th because they fought 1 more day, maybe Shushan is the 15th. But maybe walled cities, yeah, it's not the 14th, but maybe it's not the 15th, maybe it's the 13th of Adar. Says the Gemara, no, Kishushan. It's going to be like Shushan. In other words, since the Pasuk does not allude to you another time for the walled cities when it is, and we find that Shushan, they make Purim on the 15th of Adar. So it's logical to say that that was the date that was left over for the walled cities, that was like Shushan, that's also going to be on the 15th of Adar. So the Gemara has resolved the interpretation and given the source that how we know the walled cities are on the 15th of Adar and not any other date, not 14th, not 13th. But says Gemara, but Ashkechan Asiya, but essentially all we find is the doing of the Yom Tov of Purim, which is this Suda, the celebration as a Yom Tov, which is that the unwalled cities will be on the 14th and the walled cities will be on the 15th. But Zchira, the recollection of the miracle, which is through the reciting of the Megillah, Minalan, how do we know that? That it establishes it to be on those dates, because this, that it establishes the time of the unwalled cities for the 14th, that pasuk that we quoted, Al-Kena Yehudim HaPrazim HaYeshim Ba'ari HaPrazim HaYeshim HaYeshim HaBa'asar, the words there are Aysim, that they do it. Doing is the doing action, which is eating and celebrating as a Yom Tov. But the Zechira, the recollection, that's not necessarily going to be. How do we know those dates are, like we said, the 14th for the Prazim and the 15th for the Mukafis? So says the Gemara, Amakrav, because the pasuk says, Vayama Elo Niskarim V'nasim, and these days will be remembered and done. So Iskish, Zechira, Lasiya. So the pasuk is equating the remembering to the doing. And therefore it's going to be one day. Just like the doing is on the 14th for the Prazim and the 15th for the Mukafin, so too is the Zechira, the Mikra Megillah, is the 14th for the Prazim and the 15th for the Mukafin. Now the Gemara points out that Masnit and Doleki Haitana, the halacha that we're discussing here from our Mishnah, the Tana of our Mishnah is not like the following Tana, the Tana like Linda Bryson. Bishu ben Karchaim, he says, Karachin, the cities, HaMukafin Chayim, that is surrounded with a wall, Mimois Achashverish, from much later in history, from the times of Achashverish, they're Karin Bechamisha Asa. So any city that's walled, not going back to Dezi Yeshu Benun, as long as it's walled from the times of Achashverish, they recite Megillah on the 15th, not on the 14th of Adar. Says the Gemara, my time in Rabbi Shimon Karach, what's his reason? Where do you see this idea that it's, if it's Mukaf and Chemeh from the days of Achashverish? He says, because Kishushan, he says, just like Shushan. Ma Shushan, just like the city of Shushan, Mukaf and Chemeh from Achashverish, we know that it was walled from the days of Achashverish. And the Karim Bechemish Asa, the Pasuk tells us that they read the Megillah on the 15th of Adar. So, of course, Mukaf and Chemeh from Achashverish, Karim Bechemish Asa, so to any city that's walled from the days of Achashverish, is also going to have the same halacha of reading the Megillah on the 15th of Adar. So says the Gemara, "B'tana did on my time." What's the reason of "B'tana of our Mishnah" that it has to be walled from the days of Yeshu Benun? Says the Gemara, because Yalav Prazi Prazi learns that Gzeira Shava from unwalled to another place where it says unwalled. Ksevacha over here it says in the Megillah, "Alkena Yehudim Prazi." Therefore, the dispersed Jews in the dispersed cities, meaning that are unwalled, that they're gonna, as we describe, recite on the 15th. Now, but when is it unwalled from? Now there's a pasuk over there in Sefer Devarim, when the Jewish people came into the land of Eretz Yisrael in the days of Moshe and Yeshua, it says that all of these are the fortified cities that were very high with walls and bolts, etc. That the pasukim are mentioning. Levad mi'ari ha'prazi harbimoid, except for all the unwalled cities, there were many and many that the Jewish people were getting when they were coming into Eretz Yisrael. Now, so there it says prazi, and here in the Megillah it says prazi. So Malahal, just like over there, in the Girsa says Mukafes Chema, which is essentially the same idea, but Rashi says not to have the Girsa, just like over there, they're surrounded with walls, Mimesh Yeshu Benun, from the days of Yeshu Benun, because there in that Pasik, when the Toma Prazim is actually not surrounded with a wall. But it's the inferential idea, which is going to be the same idea which our Gemara is trying to prove, but we'll read it without that, because Rashi takes out that text. So just like over there, Mimesh Yeshu Benun is the unwalled cities. When are they unwalled from? From the days of Yeshu Benun, and it says the word over there, Prazi, Afkan. So to over here, when it says Prazim in the story of Haman, and again taking out the word Mukavas Chema, Mimais Yeshu Benun is from the days of Yeshu Benun, which is if it's unwalled from the days of Yeshua. So even though subsequently it became surrounded with a wall, let's say in the days of Achashverosh, but regards to the laws of Megillah, it's going to be considered as Prazi, as we see over there. It's regarding if it was surrounded with a wall in the days of Yeshua. It says the same word over here, and therefore that's the criterion to becoming a Mukavas Chema or a Prazi, is what was it like in the days of Yeshu Benun. Now, says the Gemara as follows. Bishlam Rebishu ben Karcha, loy amak etan de didam. We can understand why he doesn't say like Artana, that it has to be surrounded with a wall from the Ezi Bishu ben Nun, because the less late Prazi Prazi. He doesn't have this Gzeira Shava. He didn't learn this Gzeira Shava from his teachers to compare that word and that word. And the halacha is that a person cannot make his own Gzeira Shava unless he received it as a tradition from his Rebbe going back to the days of Meish Rabbeinu. So since he didn't receive that tradition, so therefore he didn't have that as a source, what he was left with was the logical comparison to Shushan, that's a walled city in the days of Achashverosh, and it does in the 15th, so to any walled cities from the days of Achashverosh. But at the time of our Mishnah, my time alone can be Shushan Karcha. Why doesn't he say like Shushan Karcha? You see, Shushan is a walled city from the days of Achashverosh, so to any walled city from the days of Achashverosh should also be on the 15th of Adar. Says the Gemara, my time? Are you asking what's the reason the Tanav Mishnah? But we just explained, because it da isli prazi prazi. He has Xeris Shava comparing it to the days of Yishuv Benun. That's why it has to be walled from those days, and not just from Achashverosh. Says Hachikama, no. Says the Gemara, this is what we were asking. El Shushan, if you learn the Xeris Shava like you're saying for the Tanav Mishnah, so then the city of Shushan itself, the Abdi Kaman, who are they doing like? Loiker Prazim, they're not doing like the unwalled cities because they're not doing on the 14th, but like Kamokavan, neither are they also like the walled cities because, in other words, how do the people of Shushan do it on the 15th of Adar, but essentially they're an unwalled city? Because we don't know that it was surrounded with a wall from Daisy Bishu Benun. It has to be that we know for sure definitively. If not, you do it on the 14th. We don't know by Shushan. So how do we do it on the 15th? That Amarava, Vamarlan, some say it was Kedi, that Shani Shusha. You're right, Shushan is different. It's an exception to the rule. Hoyel v'nasa b'nes, since the miracle was done with it, that they got another day the following day to do according to the judgment, to take revenge and to kill their enemies, not just for one day, but for 2 days. So therefore, by default, they didn't rest on the 14th like the rest of the Jewish people. They only rested on the 15th. So that's how they established for future generations. So although it's not mukafis from the days of Yishuv Benun to be on the 15th, but since they anyway celebrate on the 15th, so for future generations, they could also celebrate on the 15th. So based on this, the Gemara actually says, so Bishlam Tanda Didan. So actually, we could understand according to the Tan of our Mishnah, who says it has to be surrounded with a wall from Daisy Yeshub Benun, and moreover, that Shushan is an exception. So Haindichsib, we could explain what the Pasuk means in the Sefer, the Megillah of Esther, that it says, okay, they'll celebrate the Yom Tov HaPurim, Medina or Medina, each land, Veir, and each city. Meaning, regarding, as we said, regarding recalling and doing the Yom Tov HaPurim, it says, Vayama Eila, and these days are Niskar and Benasim, they're going to be recalled and they're going to be done, Medina, Medina, and Ir V'ir, which sounds like every land has its custom and every city has its custom, which that obviously comes to tell us that there's a difference of custom in which land you're in and regarding which city you're in. That makes sense according to Tanav HaMishnah. Why? When it says Medina, Medina, every land, that's L'chalik B'mukaf and Chayim Mimais Yishuv Benun. It's coming to separate between different types of lands, provinces, depending on that province, was it surrounded with a wolf in the days of Yishuv Benun? And to separate if it was only surrounded with a wolf in the days of Achashverosh. Depends. So this walled city, there's different laws of these Medinas. If it's surrounded with a wall from Yishuv Benun, so it's on the 15th. If it's only days of Achashverosh, on the 14th. So to Ir Nami, so to, and because that's what we say, Medina, Medina, even the same thing, same walled city, will be a difference. So to Ir Nami, so to cities, there's going to be a difference. L'chalik bein Shushan l'sha'ar Yaris is coming to differentiate between Shushan and other cities, where even though Shushan was also an unwalled city, but we said it's different, it's established on the 15th. So therefore that's why it's important to say Medina, Medina, and Ir V'ir. But Eli Bishub ben Karcha, according to his interpretation, so Bishlam and Medina, Medina, we understand when it says land and land, so it's coming to tell us the primary difference. L'chalik bein Shushan l'sha'ar Yaris is coming to differentiate between Shushan and other cities to tell us that Shushan will be on the 15th, and other cities will be on the 14th. Eli'ir ve'ir l'mayasa. But why does it say another differential between cities and cities? But Shushan is like all mukafus chema. All prazim are the same, and all mukafan are the same, and there's no difference between city and city. What's this extra differential we're making? There's no extra. The same difference of mukafus chema to non-mukafus chema is the same difference as Shushan to other cities. So he would tell you, what? And to the Tan of our Mishnah, who we're asking, oh, you're saying he's good, but I'm not good. According to Tan of our Mishnah, is it really good? But Kivan to Islay Prazi Prazi, but since you already explained that, how does he really know the difference that of what's considered Mukafas Chayma between days of Yeshua and the days of Achashverosh from the Gzeresh of Prazi Prazi? So Medina, Medina, Lamali. Then why do you, then you don't need Medina, Medina. You say Medina, Medina, say, oh, differential between Mukafas Chayma of Yeshua and days of Achashverosh. But you don't need Medina Medina to tell. You already know what you're saying from the Gzeresh of Prazi Prazi. So then what is it actually for? That's also extra according to the Tanav Mishnah. Ella, rather, Krala Drashud Asa. Rather, our pasuk is coming to give an exposition and not to differentiate between one Medina and another and one ear and another ear. Just like by me it doesn't make sense, but according to the Tanav Mishnah it also doesn't make sense because you don't need Medina Medina. And what is it coming to expound then? Bishub Ben Levi Udas is coming to give the Drash of Bishub Ben Levi. So we're not talking about any Chilukim. Rather, it's coming to tell us that every single city that's near Medina, so we're saying Medina, and every year, it's coming to say, every city that's near Medina, which we're essentially saying that any city that's near a walled city will have the same halacha as the walled city. Like Rav Shimon Levi said, he says, Krach, a city, v'chol ha-samachlem, whatever is near the city, or v'chol ha-nirim, or whoever is even just seen with it, is nidin, k'krach, is going to have the same halacha as the walled city, and even though they're not in the walled city itself, will recite the Megillah on the 15th of Adar. So it's taking either element. Either it's near the city, even though it's not seen to the city, or even if it's seen to the city, even though it's not near, as the Gemara is going to explain later on, and that's what it's coming to tell us. Medina, the ear is coming to say that you'll have an ear like the Medina, and therefore that's what we're not about any differential, and it's not difficult on Rav Shimon Levi. Now, says the Gemara, once we introduce this halacha ad kama, until what distance is a city considered near the walled city to recite the Megillah on the 15th of Adar? So, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Beitim, and some say, Rabbi Chiyah, Ba'aba, it's kemechamsin l'tveria, it's on the distance from the city of Chamsin to Tveria, which is a mil, a distance of a mil. Says Gemara, v'lema mil, just say a mil. Why are you saying Chamsin l'tveria? Says Gemara, ha'kamash b'lan, this is what we're coming to tell you. The shiur de mil kamahama, how much is the measurement of a mil? Someone that doesn't know measurements, how does he know how to estimate that? It's kemechamsin l'tveria, it's like the distance of Chamsin l'tveria. If you know that distance, you know the distance of a mil, that would be the distance of a city near a walled city to say that it's not going to have the halacha of the 14th of Adar, but rather the Megillah is going to be recited on the 15th of Adar. Again, that's what the pasuk coming to clear, and therefore it's not difficult on Reb Shimon Levi on the Reb Shimon Karcham, because it's not talking about any differential, just like according to Tanavah Mishnah, Medina obviously is also not coming to tell us that source, because we already know that according to him from Prazi.